Reading books is an essential ingredient for developing a child's language skills. But what is the value of teaching children a second language? Freakonomics Radio spent an entire episode investigating that very question and discovered some pretty startling data. The average wage increase among multilingual Americans is pretty meager. For native English speakers, it's about 2%. But some of the benefits of picking up another tongue are not so easily quantified. In this portion of the show, host Stephen Dubner discovers how people behave differently when they're thinking in a second language.
We'll start with Boaz Kesar. He's a psychology professor at the University of Chicago. His specialty is communication.
Really, studying communication is entirely autobiographical because I realized that I'm different when I'm using almost any language other than Hebrew.
Kesar is from Israel. His particular interest in communication has to do with how our decision-making is affected when we operate in a foreign language.
Things like making investments. I'm much more likely to invest in the stock market when I do it in English. If I think about it in Hebrew, I feel that I become more conservative.
So that's surprising. But maybe he thought it was just him. So he ran an experiment with University of Chicago students. It was a little game with money.
So imagine I give you $20.
Here's the way Kesar's game works. If he gives you $20, you will play a game with 20 rounds, dollar a round. In each round, you can either keep the dollar, just put it in your pocket, or put the dollar on the table and flip a coin. If it's tails, you lose the dollar, but if it's heads, you get $2.50, meaning your original dollar back, and you win a dollar and a half.
So you don't need to know a lot of math to realize that the expected value is positive. In other words, that on average, you're better off with a bet than pocketing the dollar.
Now, what does this have to do with a foreign language?
We will... interested to see what happened when you make this decision when you're using a foreign language.
So the researchers had some students play in English and other students play in a foreign language, Spanish.
And turns out, indeed, people were like almost 20 percentage points more willing to take bets. They were significantly more willing to take the risk in a foreign language.
That isn't at all the result that he was expecting.
I was actually stunned that it happened. Because it's really the same person. All that person does is use Spanish now, and it's the same dollar, it's the same person, and it was just randomly the case that you're doing it in Spanish.
Now, it could be that people just didn't understand as well in a second language, that this was more of a comprehension issue than a risk issue. But Kesar, at least, was persuaded that he was onto something.
Because of that, we started thinking that maybe it's an even stronger and more pervasive phenomenon than we even think, and not just about risk. And indeed, we find that there's all sorts of systematic differences that exist when you're using a foreign language.
For instance?
Like when we ask people to think about moral dilemmas. So would you sacrifice one person to save five?
You've heard this kind of dilemma before, right? A bus driver, let's say, is going to run over five people and kill them. So do you go ahead and kill the driver before he can kill the other five? Now, normally, people are reluctant to say yes. But if you ask them in a foreign language...
We found that people are twice as likely to do that, to actually go for the utilitarian option, to sacrifice one person to save five. Now, we didn't do this for real. used the hypothetical scenarios, but still, they said, yes, I will do that.
So why might this happen?
Now, the reason this could be interesting is that we know that the foreign language is much less emotional. It gives you less emotional resonance when you use it. The same word, love and amour, even though you know exactly the meaning, and you know the meaning when the meaning is identical, you still, if you're a native English speaker, you get a lot more out of love. And that's been demonstrated in all sorts of ways. There are also physiological reactions, so you can show that people's arousal is higher when they use their native tongue when these kind of emotional-related words are used.
And so, Kesar says, when people think in a foreign language...
they're more reflective about their choices. They're more likely to engage in cost-benefit analysis. in a way, and less likely to be swayed by all sorts of emotional reactions that they might have in general.
And that was an excerpt from the podcast Freakonomics Radio. There's a link to hear the full episode on the pros and cons of learning a second language. You'll find it at wordofmouthradio.org.